Freedom Radio Network, with studios in Eager, Arizona, broadcasting on satellite GE1, Transponder 7, 7.56 audio, and over 700 FM stations across the nation and around the world. Hour of the Time, I'm William Cooper. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, I didn't prepare a broadcast, and the reason I didn't prepare a broadcast is because I'm a little under the weather. I'm running a fever, I'm cold, and I think I've just come down, or beginning to come down, with what Pooh just got over with. So I'm going to take your calls tonight, and we'll just talk about whatever you want to talk about. The number is 520-333-4578. But first, I want to tell you about some changes in our program scheduling. I think you need to know about this. In fact, I know you need to know about it. We are doing some changing around. Number one that you need to know is that Quest for Help will only be broadcast twice each week from now on. And those two nights will be Monday and Wednesday night. Every Monday and Wednesday night. You will hear Quest for Help tonight for the last time this week, beginning on January the 6th, which is Monday. You will hear Quest for Help immediately following Jackie Petru. And I don't know what she's going to call her broadcast from now on, since she will not be this hour before the hour of the time anymore. And so I have to talk to her about that. And Wednesday, you will again hear Quest for Help with Michael Cottingham. The reason for that, folks, is just simply lack of listener support for the sponsors of that broadcast. And if you don't support the broadcasters, I can guarantee you they can't afford to do the broadcast. So that's what has happened with Michael Cottingham. I'm still getting used to the different placement of this equipment and the different buttons and levers and all of that kind of stuff on the new equipment. And so I'm going to make some mistakes just like I just did for a while. And hope you will bear with me on that. The Hour of the Time, beginning Monday, January the 6th, will be heard from 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain, 4 to 6 Central, and 5 till 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, let me give you that one more time so that you're not caught off guard. And if you're working during that time period, all you have to do is, if you have a satellite system, set your VCR to come on and take the broadcast when it's airing. If you have shortwave radio, some of you have shortwave radios that have cassette recorders in it, and you can program them to come on and record the broadcast when it's aired. And you'll need 120-minute tapes simply because it's a two-hour broadcast. And those of you who don't, you can leave your shortwave radio playing while you're at work or have somebody turn it on for you. And instead of, if you don't have a tape recorder in your shortwave radio, you can do the same thing with a VCR. Just hook the VCR up to the radio and set the VCR to come on when the Hour of the Time is on and record to a videotape. And that's how a lot of people were doing it before, and I'm sure that's how a lot of people are going to be doing it in the future. Do the best you can. That's what I have to say. This year, this winter is a terrible time for broadcasting because of the sunspots and the bad propagation for radio signals on shortwave. And so I chose this airtime because, number one, the station had the time available. Number two, the station's rates are reasonable. And number three, it is the best time to broadcast in lieu of the bad solar conditions and just generally the overall bad conditions that prevail for shortwave radio at later time slots. Many of you have called and asked me, why don't I go back to WWCR? I will never go back to WWCR until George McClintock has quit or has been fired. I will never, ever patronize that radio station and give them the hard-earned money of my sponsors and have them lie to me like they did. I understand they're still lying to people. They've been telling people that they offered me the Tom Valentine time slot, and I turned it down. That is a barefaced lie. George McClintock is not telling the truth, and I want you all to know that. So I will not be going back to WWCR because of that. They promised me for 4 years to give me an earlier time slot. They've got different transmitters all over the place and different frequencies, and they never did offer me an earlier time slot in all of that over four-year time period. So don't call or write and ask me to go back to WWC. I'm not going to do it as long as George McClintock is there. I just will not do it. You see, I'm a man of principle, high principle, and I practice what I preach. I will not compromise. That's how we got in this position, by compromising here and compromising there and giving up ethics and morals and principles all over the place until we are an unprincipled, unethical, immoral nation, and we're on the way down. Somebody has to stand their ground. By golly, I'm going to do it. Well, let's go to the phones and see who we've got here. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. How are you?
Good.
Just wanted to let you know how much I appreciated and enjoyed your broadcast last night. You said a lot of things that a lot of us feel, and the major problem with this country is people living on the credit cards. They seem to think that these banks just have a big supply of money just waiting to pay their credit card bills with, and don't really realize that every time that they use those credit cards, they're creating more money and helping to destroy the economy.
That's right. That's what causes inflation. Every time somebody takes out a loan or mortgages something or uses a credit card, they are helping to destroy our economy. They're helping to destroy this country. They're helping to especially destroy the middle class. And that's why everybody in the family now has to work when just one person had to work and everybody was pretty comfortable, but not anymore.
No, and I think that what most people don't realize, if you take a good look at things, things are very well primed right now. Anybody that has any money, since the banks are only paying about 1% to 1.5% interest, are leveraged in the stock market to the hilt. And the other half of the people are maxed out on their credit cards to the hilt. So all it would take is a little bit of an economic imbalance, which we know the Federal Reserve and the stock market has done in the past, to throw things into complete chaos.
Yes, and that's exactly what they plan to do. The elimination of the middle class through economic collapse is one of the last planks of the Communist Manifesto that has not been fulfilled yet in this country. People don't know how very close they are to living in the Nazi Germany of the late 30s, early 40s.
Oh, they have no idea at all. Matter of fact, I don't know, did you hear about the priest that was accosted by the Secret Service at Clinton's, Christmas Eve service?
Not just accosted, he was arrested.
I know that he was accosted by 15 minutes. I got the article out of the Los Angeles Times.
Yeah.
And, it's sort of ridiculous when a man can't have freedom of speech. I mean, all of us are entitled to our own opinions, no matter what they are, and we have a right to voice the opinions.
How about the woman who told Bill Clinton that he sucks, and he does suck. Socialism sucks, and socialists suck, too, and Bill Clinton is one of the biggest socialists I've ever run across in my life, and she just said, you suck. And they arrested her and threw her in jail.
Yeah, very true. And what most people don't realize is Bill Clinton is not even the president of this country. Nobody has bothered to pick up the Constitution and read the 22nd Amendment in a while.
Well, I've read it, and I know that he's not.
I mean, this whole thing is an utter old joke, and I understand that the federal government thinks that they can impose some kind of a restriction now that if you have a domestic, been charged with domestic violence or convicted of domestic violence, that you can't own a firearm. Well, apparently I've understood that the Los Angeles County Sheriff has filed a lawsuit. What I think is so funny is that these men in the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department took an oath to the Constitution to uphold it, and they don't even know the Constitution well enough to know that the government doesn't have any authority to do that in the first place.
That's right. All these people are supposed to be enforcing the law, and the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Don't read it. Don't study it. They do what they're told because they're afraid that they'll lose their job if they don't. And if you don't believe that, you go sit down and talk to a bunch of police officers, and they'll tell you exactly why they don't do certain things. They'll lose their job.
Well, you know,
and that's what they're more afraid of losing their job than losing their freedom, than losing the Constitution for the United States of America that protects that freedom.
Well, once upon a time we had police officers with integrity. I wonder what happened to them all.
Well, they're hired to be good little stormtroopers today. Have you ever seen the psychological profile file for hiring law enforcement officers?
No, I haven't.
I suggest you seek it out and read it real well, and you'll find out that these are the people who, if Hitler were alive and in command in the United States today, would be first in line to join the SS.
Oh, I tell you what, I will seek that out and take a look at it. I know that there is a lot of social engineering going on since, well, you and I were both kids, Bill. Remember when we watched the old cowboy movies, the good guy always wore white and the bad guy always wore black.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you look at it now, if you look at Adolf Hitler's stormtroopers, they wore black. The first thing the public did was fear. The second thing the public did was to hate them. And if you look at our SWAT teams now, they're dressed completely in black. First, the people fear them, then the people hate them. This is a deliberate split to try to split the police departments away from the people.
Absolutely. In fact, they're taught in the police academy, and it is reinforced by their supervisors in the police department, that the public is their enemy. They don't seem to remember that before they joined the police department, they were the public.
Well, they don't happen to realize either. The public is the ones that are paying their salary for protection.
They don't care. You see, they're chosen by a psychological profile to fit a certain manner of behaving and acting, and that they will follow orders without question.
Well, I know that there are some good cops out there, and I hope to hell they wake up pretty soon.
Well, you know, the good cops are being discovered by methods of subterfuge, and then riffed or ousted from the departments across the country. The last place where you have a chance, really, to find real good, consistent peace officers, not law enforcement officers, but peace officers, are in sheriff's departments, when you can find a sheriff's department that's run by a good man who has been elected sheriff.
I'll agree with that 100%. And what most of these sheriffs don't seem to realize is they are the supreme law of the land. The feds come in and they seem to think that they're top dog and they're going to be taking over now, when in fact the feds are the bottom on the food chain, and the sheriff is actually on the top of the food chain.
The feds have no jurisdiction outside of the federal enclaves. Our cases involving interstate commerce, counterfeiting, and a few others. I've got my constitution around here. I could tell you exactly in just
and
about
the other one
2 minutes.
Any crimes on federal property within the state.
Yeah, but that's their enclaves.
Yeah, that's it. That is the only jurisdiction they have.
Yeah, if it's deeded and ceded by the state legislature to the federal government, that's one of their enclaves.
Very true.
It's the only place they have authority.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bill, I really enjoyed your show last night. I hope you keep up the same type of shows. I mean, there are us that have listened to you for a long time that do not have credit cards, do save, to buy things, do not owe anybody a dime. And, you know, you're voicing what we feel, but the nice thing about your show last night that was so important is a lot of us ran tapes on it, and we can give the tapes to the sheeple.
You know what? I'm probably the only one that didn't run a tape. I'm still not used to all this equipment, and I reached over and punched the wrong button and did not tape last night's broadcast, but we have somebody out there who taped it for us and is sending it so the people who want to order it can.
Okay. I was going to say, if there's any problem getting it, we got a good clear copy, and I'd be more happy to send you one also.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Bill, take it easy. I hope you get feeling better, and Sue and the family, and like I said, keep up the broadcast last night. We need them.
Well, you know me. Have I ever failed?
No, not yet.
I've never failed to tell the truth, as close to the truth as I can get. The truth is sometimes elusive, that's just what has to be done. People have to quit being stroked, and somebody has to tell them the truth. And since nobody else will do it, I will.
Well, we really appreciate it, because I don't think you maybe know how much you're appreciated at times. We know that on the other networks that they call themselves so-called Patriot Network, you're not getting but a bunch of garble and a bunch of entries and a bunch of fire engine shapers. So we wait for the hour, the time to come on. There's no sense in watching Dan Blatter or Connie Dung or any of the rest of them. So we're waiting to get the only bit of real information that we get all day. And I'll tell you what, when your show doesn't come up or, you know, it's on a night you're not feeling good and stuff, you're doing this.
Well, even on nights that I'm not feeling good, you still hear the hour of the time. Sometimes do. I was going to do a rerun tonight because I really don't feel good at all. I don't really feel like doing this, but there were no reruns around the studio anywhere, and I didn't feel like jumping in the truck and driving to where they're at to bring some back. So you got me in this condition.
Well, I'll tell you what, being in that condition, you sound pretty good.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself, Bill.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
520-333-4578. Well, that's my good friend Anthony J. Hilder with his recording New World Order. And those were done for a purpose, you know. It was to get into the heads of the young people who listened to rap, instead of letting them get into the stuff that was leading them astray. We'll find out if it works sometime in the future. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Bill, this is David from Indiana.
Can you say that again for me?
This is David from Indiana.
Okay, David, I need you to put your mouth right in front of the receiver and talk a little louder.
All right, I'll get right in there. I just wanted to thank you for your New Year's Eve program. My wife and I decided to stay up and watch the New Year come in, so I got you tuned in here. And we opened up a cargo and sat there and sat through all 4 hours of it, and had a great time and enjoyed the music. That was a nice feature and nice evening for us.
Well, I'm glad that you enjoyed it. It was actually 5 hours. But I screwed up on the taping of that, too. I only taped 4 hours. So, for posterity, there really is 4 hours.
Well, I may have all 5 hours on tape. I don't know. Appreciate Pooh. Our granddaughter left just as you came on the air, and we didn't get a chance to get her. We're going to have her call in and visit with Pooh just a little bit.
Uh-huh.
She's a lot of fun. She really helps to light things up. And there's this young man by the name of Mike that came on and operate a little micro station here, and I think you may have been one of our listeners. You mentioned the frequency, and that's what we're using.
Well, that's good. That's great.
That was the first caller that we've had off the station after running it 3 months.
Uh-huh. Do you ever have any live shows where you can take calls?
No, we're not set up that way. We could probably get proper equipment.
Sure. All you need is a mixer and a microphone.
I've got the mixer.
And all you need is a mic. Plug it into the mixer.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about taking call-ins. We'd have to have some kind of patch equipment or something to do that.
Yeah, that's true. And if you really want to do that, call Jerry Bourgeois, because he's our technical advisor, and that's, you know, he is duty bound.
I hear his show once in a while on Friday nights, and he's always got some interesting points and things to learn from.
Yeah. Call my secretary and get his number and call him and tell him what you want to do, and he'll tell you how to do it, what equipment you need, and how much it's going to cost, and all that kind of stuff.
All right.
You'd be amazed. It doesn't cost as much as you think.
Well, I'm sure it would. So we've got this on with some help with a couple others.
Yeah. But it could cost millions of dollars if you really wanted to do it right.
See that. Well, very good. I just wanted to pass that on. We appreciate your programming so much. I don't know of anybody else in the country that's hearing this type of programming that you're doing in the research. I know that you've got people that are supporting you and helping you doing the research there from all over the country. That's great.
Yeah. And Connie's doing a wonderful job, too. I'm working on sanitizing. I shouldn't say sanitizing. There's nothing sanitary about it. I'm in the process of cleaning up the Mystery Babylon tapes of commercials and extraneous talk and stuff. And one of these days, I'm going to do a round-the-clock, 24-hour until they're finished, all of the Mystery Babylon tapes, which will take several days. And, well, they might not take several days. Might not even take 2 days if I clean them up like I'm doing. But we'll see what happens. And
well, be sure to let me, well, I'm sure you will announce that on the radio, but I'd like to get a taste of that. Sometimes I have some of that material to rerun. I've got to take that step to the mixer and also videotape that I can get 6 hours on. So.
Yeah, well, I'm having a little battle here. Somebody doesn't want me to do it because it will take food off the table for the people who buy the Mystery Babylon tapes if they record them, and I want to do it. So we'll just see who wins. Either way,
I understand that.
Either way, they'll be better, if you know what I mean.
That's great. I did not hear that. We didn't. I think you ran that before we ever got started with your network. So. Not heard that before.
So. Yeah, well, I ran those off and on over a 4.5-year period.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Well, again, thank you, and God bless you and your family, and we wish you the best.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Good evening.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be cleaning up a lot of tapes of the Militia series on the absolute legality and proper and traditional place of the Militia in the lives of American people, and all of the things that all of the UN series and the documents that where we've proven that there really is a new world order, a one world government, and it's going to be brought about on the ashes of the United States of America. And they've documented everything, folks. There's, you know, it's not hidden. Nothing is hidden. It's all out in the open. All you have to do is look for it. We did, and we found it. And we aired it, and it just blew people away. Just absolutely stunned the listeners, and those who listened to all of those classic broadcasts of the hour of the time never can go back to being sheeple, and so I'm going to try to bring some of that back. It's hard for me to start over at the beginning, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm so far ahead of the people who think that they're ahead, simply because I do so much research and have done so much study, and almost everything that has been revealed about what's coming was revealed on the hour of the time first, before anybody else knew about it or talked about it or revealed it anywhere or documented or sourced it. In fact, most of those who are talking about this stuff now stole it from us. And for instance, we sell a package of treason documents, 640-something pages of actual government documentation of what they're doing. And people bought those packages, and one person put it on CD and started selling it. Other people took parts of it and made radio broadcasts out of it and videotapes and all kinds of stuff. It's just amazing. but I don't care. That's, you know, that's exactly the way it should be. The only place that I do not like that done is on our internet list. Cross-posting is not allowed. That list is strictly for the exchange of documented and sourced information among the private members of the list, who for the most part are intelligence officers, militia members, researchers, investigators, authors, reporters, people like that, whom we want to help get the truth out. And we don't want that stuff cross-posted anywhere simply because we don't want to subject any of the members of the list to the tremendous attacks that come from the wimps, the whinies, the socialists, the little puke-faced, poopy-diver crybabies that are all over the internet, the social misfits who hide behind computers and reach out and strike at the world because they know that nobody knows who they are and can't smack them in the nose like they should get smacked. And if you've been on the internet, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It is the most anti-social group of people I have ever run up against in my life. And when you call them on their anti-social behavior and strike right back at them in language that they understand, they go wimping off with their tails between their legs, crying like the little poopy-diapered babies that they are. It's just amazing. I am just absolutely amazed at the depths that the people in this country have sunk to under the tutelage of Karl Marx. It's just amazing. I was at one talk one time where the vast majority of the audience were teachers and college professors, and the speaker was not me. I went there to hear the speaker, and the speaker literally tore Karl Marx to shreds for the utter miserable failure, racist man that he was, that had no morals, no ethics. He abandoned his family. He plagiarized his material from Friedrich Engels and all kinds of things. The man was just a miserable, utter wretch. And these people, supposed to be the intellectual backbone of the community that are teaching our children and supposedly believe in free speech and will be the first ones to attack anyone who advocates in the least way that they should control what they teach, they got up and walked out because they couldn't stand to see their hero vilified. Boy, vilified he was with the truth. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill.
Yes.
Steve, Kansas.
Hi.
Would your secretary handle lift frequencies specifically for Oklahoma? I reduced a guy to tears today because I told him I got you every night on satellite. He's in Tulsa. He used to get you on shortwave.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sitting there crying because he can't get you anymore. I wanted to know if there was a frequency or micro transmitter in the Tulsa area.
To tell you the truth, I don't know, and we haven't made up a list yet. We're still getting input, and you know, we get people who write and say that they're transmitting but won't tell us where or on what frequency because they're afraid somebody's going to come after. We've counted so far over 700 of these low-power transmitters that are operating across the country, some down in Mexico and some up in Canada. The Canadian ones get shut down real quick, usually right after they go on, because that's already New World Order territory. But there are brave people up there who are still doing it. And but it's hard to get the location and the frequency from these people. We have some who have done it, and I don't know if we're going to make up a list or not, simply because, you know, if we do, let me tell you my experience in the past with this kind of stuff. If I don't, I'm going to be criticized because I won't make it available to the people so that they can find the station and listen to us, rather than spend a few hours each night until they find out whether or not we're being broadcast in their area by going through the FM dial when we're transmitting. They want us to make it easy on them and give them a list. If we don't give them a list, they're going to criticize us and vilify us and all of this kind of stuff. If we do give them a list, then we're going to be accused of telling the feds where the stations are. I can't win no matter what I do.
Well, I'll talk to him tomorrow, and I'll tell him to cruise the dial.
Good.
Okay?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. I guess he's gone. Okay. Thank you for calling. 520-333-45. That's that. Okay. Be right back. think.
Tear who apart?
Tear the, not just the radio station, but I know the local radio station in town played your show as an example of how extreme this radio station is.
Uh-huh.
And in the next couple of weeks, lo and behold, here come all the letters to the editor in the local newspaper defending your right, defending the right of these guys to have their microtransmitters.
Wonderful.
It is wonderful.
That's absolutely fantastic, and you know this is beginning to happen all over the place. Before, nobody ever came to our defense, but now they are, because American people are not any longer just listening to what we're saying and predicting. They're seeing it come true all around them, and they are pissed off.
You bet they are. You're right. They see it, and they want to hear a voice.
Yes.
And they're starting to defend the voice. And so I say good work to you, and keep it up. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Also, listen, if you could find out if anybody taped their news broadcast where they played my show, my copyrighted show, over their airwaves,
yeah,
let me know, and I'll sue them.
Find it.
They didn't have my permission.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We're not letting these dogs get away with what we used to let them get away with, folks. We're taking them into court now, and they're learning the hard way that they can't do to people what they've been doing for all of these last, up to about 10 years or close to it. You see, this is all relatively new stuff. I mean, the way that they are seeking out and vilifying large sections of the American population because they're Christian or because they belong to some church that's not a huge, tremendous church and doesn't have a lot of political and monetary clout, or because they're American patriots or they belong to militias. And they're finding out that the law is the law. And if you present the law properly in court and you're right, they're going to pay through the nose. And I suggest you start doing that in your own community. Don't let them vilify you anymore, libel you, or slander you anymore. When they do it, sue them. If you don't know how to sue them, get the best attorney you can that's sympathetic to your cause and rake them over the coals. If you can, the best way to do it is do it without an attorney in court representing yourself, and that just absolutely drives them crazy when somebody else knows the law. You'd be amazed at how we've been conned. Take a look at your constitutions and the laws of your states. I'm talking about the constitution of your separate states and the laws of your separate states about who can be lawyers and who can't, and about how they have to be licensed, and then go find an attorney and find out if they're licensed or not. You'll find out that they're not. They're just approved by the Bar Association. Is the Bar Association an arm of the state? No. It's just a private organization of lawyers. Isn't that amazing? And that's how they control lawyers, because if a lawyer gets out of hand and starts doing the right thing, they disbar him. And then he can't practice law. But you know what? Legally, if they were to go by the law, they can't practice law anyway. I'm telling you, folks, we have been fools for so many years. We have been so stupid and so ignorant. And finally, after fighting this battle for so many years, when I first started trying to awaken the American sheeple, I was lucky if I could get three people in a living room anywhere that would even sit down and listen for 5 minutes, and I had to pay all the expenses and pay for my own overnight accommodations and gas and food and everything. Now I can go to places like Salt Lake City and fill the Salt Dome. That's how many people are waking up. That's how many people want to know what's happening in this country. That's how many people are sick and tired of being lied to and manipulated and deceived and destroyed. It's amazing. In 1958, my father was an Air Force captain. Military people, no matter what their rank, never get paid very much and never are paid anything even close to the comparable office or station of someone in civilian life. When my father was an Air Force captain, he made $10,000, had three children. We lived very comfortably as a middle-class family. Ladies and gentlemen, what has happened to our economy since 1958 that makes everybody in the family have to go to work and just barely make it, and you never have any money to save? You're always in debt all of the time. It's a carefully planned system of economic slavery. That's what it is. And one of these nights, very soon, we'll teach you all about it again. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Mr. Cooper. This is Don from Coppola, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Don. How are you?
Good. I was listening to you the other night. You mentioned on the 1997, you felt that would be the year they were coming after you.
Yeah.
And I was kind of wondering if you could elaborate on what you mean.
I mean exactly what I said. When the President of the United States named you as the most dangerous radio host in America, and they're killing people who did nothing more than fail to pay a $200 tax on a weapon, you pretty much know how many days you got left, and I don't have too many left.
And what can those of us who are concerned do to help?
Well, as really nothing you can do until the war starts. When they start the war, then you can pick up your weapon and take this country back. That's what you can do.
Okay, that was just, when you mentioned that, it just startled me for a second. I was just wondering what you knew or what information you had.
Well, it startles a lot of people, but what I want to know is, how come you aren't concerned about my safety when they sent me to Vietnam? Why is it that I'm in my country fighting for my country and all of a sudden you're concerned about my safety? How come you weren't upset when they sent those young men and women to die over there in Desert Storm? Why are you concerned now about my safety? Because I'm fighting in this country for my country, doing the right thing for the first time in my life, and now everybody's upset, and they don't understand that you could get killed in this war. And I'm using you for an example. Don't take it personally.
Right. I just suppose that a lot of it is, a lot of us is waking up in the last 4, 5, 6 years, and we're just realizing just how much of a sucker we've been to the government, and we're starting to educate ourselves like you've been asking us to do, and we're realizing, boy, we really have been stupid.
That's right, and we are fighting World War III right now, and the outcome will determine whether the human race remains free or is once again enslaved by tyrants, as they have been for all of human history until this country was created.
Well, we have a president who is nothing more than a common criminal and manages to hide everything and has all the agencies protecting him from prosecution.
Yeah, but you have to understand it's not him. Powerful forces put him in office. Powerful forces protect him. Powerful forces have been murdering anybody that threatened him or come close to revealing the truth about him. He is a communist. He was trained in Moscow. He is also very closely connected with the Central Intelligence Agency and has been since his Oxford days. He and Hillary both, if you follow their contributions and their associations, are devout Marxist socialists from the word go. They are dangerous. Hillary has donated large sums of money for most of her adult life to Marxist terrorist organizations who have been named publicly as committing terrorist acts. And I could go on and on and on and on. We are engaged in World War III now, and many people have already died in battles in this war. The public has not awakened to the fact yet that it is being fought.
No, by and large, the mass public hasn't, but there are quite a lot of numbers that who are waking up to this and who are taking measures.
Yes, that's true. They have no idea what these people were capable of when they finally decide to come against us. It's going to be a terrible, terrible thing. I originally began broadcasting and wrote my book in an effort to wake up enough people to have a political consensus of opinion of awake, educated people so that no bloodshed would ever have to be shed by anybody for anything. When I came back from Vietnam, I swore to myself that I would never kill another living thing, and I am so angry that they are just propelling us into a position where one day they're going to scrap the Constitution and try to disarm the American people, and we're going to be forced. I'm going to be forced to kill somebody again, and it just makes me absolutely livid with anger.
Well, I just want to let you know there's a lot of us who are praying for you.
Well, thank you. Appreciate your call.
Okay, thank you.
No, folks, there's a realist behind this microphone. I'm not trying to fool you. I tell you the truth every night, and I tell myself the truth every night. So you're not gonna hear me tell you that that I'm going to survive this thing for very much longer. They always come after leaders first, and people who are able to influence and lead and propel people in the right direction against their wishes are their most bitter enemies. The worst enemy that socialism has in the world is truth, and people who speak the truth are the first casualties in the war. You have to understand that. And when and if it happens to me, and I know darn well that it's going to, don't cry over me. Get up and fight for the liberty and the freedom that I have been trying to fight for all of these years. That will make me happy. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Yes.
I want to thank you for the message you've been given. I got an old satellite, got it going, works great. you've explained it all. Just want to thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, I wrote in my book, ladies and gentlemen, you don't understand what he's talking about if you're not a farmer or a rancher. I wrote in my book years ago. I guess it was, when I actually wrote the book, it was back around 1987, 1988. It wasn't published until 90 or 91. But I wrote that they would destroy the meat industry in this country, the cattle industry. And they have done that. They've done it, folks. It's, these ranchers are really having a hard time, a real hard time. And the farmers are having a hard time. In fact, most family farms have disappeared off the face of the earth. One of the things they have to be able to do to control a population is control the food supply. And they've almost got that done. And, it's sad to be able to see what is coming just as clear as if it were happening right in front of my eyes at this very moment. To be able to see it at a future time because I've studied these scum for so many years and I've watched what they have done in other countries to defeat their enemies and establish their socialist utopian slave market. And so I can anticipate, and with a little research, a little listening, a little reading, I can pretty much tell you exactly what they're going to do whenever they're going to do it. And you all know that. Those of you who have been listening to me for all these years, you know that I have been consistently the only person in this country who has made accurate predictions each and every single time. And I'm telling you right now, it is sad, and it is frustrating to know that something is going to happen and not be able to convince people that it's going to happen and be able to stop it. Long before this wave of terror began in the United States, I told you over this radio broadcast that it would happen. I said that New York City, I was saying that before I ever had a radio broadcast, and it's on tape in every one of my lectures. I said New York City would be the first strike of terrorists in this country, followed by some place in middle America. Why? Because I know, like they know, that Americans have grown complacent over the many years. They don't believe that it could happen in this country. They want to disarm the American citizens, take away our weapons so that we cannot oppose the tyranny that is coming. And to do that, they have to create terrorist incidents and crimes. And people who walk on the schoolyards and shoot great numbers of children and into shopping malls and McDonald's restaurants. And if you'll notice, this always happens just before major gun control legislation is coming up for a vote, and you all sit around and really, actually believe that's an accident? Are you insane? It's social engineering in the grand scale and the classic method Karl Marx, Friedrich Engels, V.I. Lenin, Stalin, Fidel Castro, Che Guevara. If you don't believe me, quit sitting on your lazy butts and get out the history books and read it. It's all there, and you can make the same predictions that I have made and continue to make and be absolutely 100% correct if you will just understand. He who does not study history is doomed to repeat it. That is the truth. (520) 333-4578 is the number. If any of you care to jump in here tonight, I would appreciate it if you would, because I don't feel too good and don't really like doing all this talking. Hadn't planned on it. 520-333-4578 is the number. We're on the edge of a cliff, ladies and gentlemen. their plan calls for the formation of the New World Order in the year 2000. That gives you 4 years until your enslavement begins unless you wake up and stop it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Phil. This is Alan Clear Creek in California again.
Hello, Al.
How you doing?
Other than
I know you're not feeling too well.
I'm doing okay.
Good. Do you have a tape of all those songs?
Of all what songs?
The songs you've been playing about the New World Order and stuff, where a person could just purchase a tape for them?
No, I don't, but I know where you can get them. I don't have the numbers with me tonight, and I was going to give you Connie Clark's number where you could get that UN material and a lot of other good material that she has a little catalog she'll send you. But I went to send her an email message today, and it said no such person at this address. So I've got to call her on the telephone tomorrow.
Okay, well, I'll probably be calling you because I'd like to put in a couple of plugs for some people that sell the Black Law Dictionary that I had a hard time finding, and also the Dictionary on English Language. I'd give you a call and give you so maybe you could plug them with.
Dictionary on English Language? What are you talking about?
You
mean the 1828 Webster's Dictionary?
Right.
Yeah.
1828. I had a difficult time trying to find it. I finally traced it down, and I'd like to get information to people where they could, find it if they're interested. So probably what I'll do is give you a call tomorrow and give you the information and see if you want to give it out over the air or not.
Okay. Yeah, just call and call Connie. Give Connie the information. She's my secretary.
Okay, will do. What's the best time to call there, your time?
Anytime between 9 and 5. She goes,
nine
to,
and
she,
five.
Goes to,
okay.
She goes to lunch sometime around noon, but not always at the same time.
Yeah.
And I'm usually here, too.
Okay, great.
Let me give you Connie Clark's number. Pooh just brought it in for me. See,
okay.
Pooh is on the ball. She listens to the broadcast, and even when she's not in here being the co-host, she's always ready to help just in a second. So she grabbed this stuff and brought it in for me. It's, let me see, it's C.B. Clark Services, C.B. Clark Services. The number is 313-383-6744. That's 313-383-6744.
And is she in the same time zone as you?
No, she's in either central, I think she's in eastern, she's in Michigan.
Oh, okay.
Wherever that is.
Okay, great.
And she also has an email address, imflag, that's imflag, @aol.com. imflag, @aol.com. Again, her number is 313-383-6744. And ask her to fax or mail you one of her catalogs. She's got all the stuff that you need. Bumper stickers and flags and patriotic flags and decorative items and the UN flag that you can burn. And then she's also got the UN flag with the international symbol for no on it, you know, the circle with the line diagonally drawn through it. She's got all of that stuff.
Great.
Okay?
Okay, thanks a lot. God bless you, and keep up the good work.
God bless you, and good night, my friend.
Bye now.
And that's it, folks, for me. I've got to head on out of here. We're not going to. Whoops! What happened here? Let me see. I get that like that, and this like this. This new equipment is driving me wild, but I'll get used to it in a few nights. I got to get on out of here, and you're not going to hear Michael Cottingham tonight. You'll hear him tomorrow night for the last time this week, and immediately following Friday Night Live. I think I told you earlier that you were going to hear him tonight, but you're not. You're going to hear Michael Cottingham. Well, wait a minute. Let me see if I got it here. If I do, because it really doesn't make any difference whether I play him tonight or tomorrow night. I'll play him tonight. Okay, here we go. I'll play Michael Cottingham tonight. You will not hear him tomorrow night, and from now on, you will only hear Michael Cottingham on Monday and Wednesday nights. Monday and Wednesday nights immediately following Jackie Patru. So Michael Cottingham will be coming on in this old time slot that I am vacating. You will hear the hour of the time Monday through Friday from 5 till 7 p.m. Eastern. Good night, folks. God bless each and every single one of you.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door. Hey, honey. Something's not right.
Throw out your arms. Please don't walk past the room. We're here from the government. We're here to help you.
Come in from the IRS with a permanent tax. If you got a complaint, send us a fax.
Get out of this house. Surrender your guns. Give me your gold. If I will pay for my trouble. Now sit your step and do what you're told.
Hillary Shalala, Reno Janet Knight, reading the words of General Albert Price, the mighty founder of the Ku Klux Klan, engineer of the Masonic Master Plan. Pike sends Lucifer and Skywalker across this land, and puts his name takes the mark, and you're like him. But we're all dancing to the drums of the poor black, then preparing us for another U.S. tax hike. Order out of chaos, depression, inflation, creates a panic in the rest of the nation. Crisis creation. Incite black and white programs. Administration.
This is the voice of freedom. From studios in Eager, Arizona, on satellite GE1, transponder 7, 7.56 audio, and over 700 FM stations across the nation and around the world. Stay tuned now for the man who had to cut his broadcast down to only two nights a week because you wouldn't support his sponsors. You either have to support the broadcasters on this network or support the network in a manner that can allow them to broadcast. You make up your mind which it is or you're going to be doing without, ladies and gentlemen. And that's a fact.
listening to Quest for Health, and I'm your host, Michael Cottingham. Welcome, and good evening. Tonight, grab a pen or